have eaten vegan sausage rolls. Are you? Have you eaten them?
I'm not, but it's meant to be a monster hit for the baby's chairs.
I promise you, the president has a big stick.
But I'm telling you now, and not, and I may be now, I didn't want to say this in front of him, but he will go right to the very top. Right to the very top.
If that is not a creative, that's his job.
Hi-ho, hi-ho, it's back to podcasting we go.
Hi-ho, hi-ho.
Yeah, there we go, that's better. Hello! Hello!
Hello!
Hi, son.
Hi, Barrow.
Back to podcasting. Mm-hmm. So this topic I've just come up with because I was just thinking about it.
Go on.
It's visiting people's houses, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what the best way to describe it, like the mad stuff people have in the house. Like, for instance, I went into a guy's house because I'm a carpenter.
Mm-hmm.
That's my main job.
Mm-hmm.
And I went in his house the other day and he had Formula One like throughout his house. So I went in the living room. I was like, oh, this guy's a Formula One fan.
Yeah.
Until you realise that he's got it in every room in his house.
Yeah.
Like there's a picture of Lewis Hamilton on it in his bathroom and stuff.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
That's a bit weird.
That is weird, isn't it? And it's about people weird. Making shit their own pets, their personality. So like, I've been in loads of different houses. Like I've probably been in about 100 different houses this year.
Really?
Doing jobs, yeah.
Fucking hell.
And 99% of them are untidy shitholes.
Yeah.
I'm not being judgmental because everybody's house is like that.
Yeah,
your house.
Yeah.
But some of the weird shit that people have got.
Really?
And I also think it says a lot about the person.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like when you go to their house. Like if you go to a friend's house and then they've got like a weird couch or whatever and stuff.
Yeah.
Like when you're younger, when you went to people's houses and their mum and dad kept the cellophane on the couches, on the plastic wrap.
Oh, yeah.
Did you ever have friends like that?
Not really. I can tell you what people did have that I found very much a class thing.
Oh, okay.
Or a more working class thing. You know, like those really naff family photos?
Oh, yeah, they're great.
Like very staged, like where you go to like a thing.
Yeah.
My mum made us do that once, but she was kind of too middle class to kind of want to go for that. It was all very odd.
Really? Well, like a canvas print of everyone.
Yeah, where like everyone looks fucking naff as anything.
Yeah, they're very corny, aren't they?
Yeah, they're like people can't see you. It's like that kind of like really weird, like staged, like curated smiles that everyone's got, where like they just look, everything about it is just very mechanical and awkward.
So I can sort of understand that with like a new baby thing.
Mm.
I can sort of see like you, a picture of you and the new baby.
Yeah, but it's a formal photo.
No, it's odd, isn't it? I don't have
really
photos
odd.
Of me in my
house. Like it's like if AI did family photos by like 10 Downing Street.
Yeah, yeah, like Rishi Sunak's family.
Yes, exactly. That's like
just forced propaganda that we're all getting on.
It's family propaganda.
Yeah.
Is what it is. But just odd though. But that I really noticed going into people's houses.
They're all over the place.
They are.
They are literally. You go to any house.
Yeah, people need to knock that on the head.
Yeah, I fit kitchens and stuff for people and stuff, and the stuff they've got, like they've got portraits of each other on the walls and stuff.
Mm.
I know it's really strange, like. Or you'll go to like a comedian's house or a friend's house, and the new thing now for 30 to 35 year olds is to have ironic shit in the house.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? Like they'll have a lemon toaster,
right?
Or,
yeah,
a hipster thing.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Like I went to my mate's house the other day, and he had like an old school cafetiere and like press, like a sandwich press from like the 1940s,
and
I'm like, what the
fuck
you got that for? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's like, so pretentious.
You just want to say to them, stop showing off.
Oh, like, friends will have, like, I don't know, like, really ironic, like, movie posters up.
Yeah.
Like, Paul Black Mall Cop on the wall and stuff. And it's
Who's
like,
that?
It's the film with Kevin James in, but it's like an obscure
crap
comedy.
Right.
And I have it as a big poster, and it's like, oh, do you like that film? And they go, oh, no, not really. And it's like, it's just ironic stuff. That's a new thing.
Just wanting to be seen.
Yeah. So, like, girlfriends I've had in the past have bought me like owl stuff, and I've got like stuff.
Why?
Do you know like an
owl? More than one girlfriend.
Yeah, because I like owls or I like animals and things.
I've never known that about you. You like owls?
No, but they're not my. I'm not saying like they're my favorite. Like people try and because I'm so middle of the road and don't find anything interesting. People find some of that I like. I go, oh, I like owls, and then like for Christmas I'll have an owl cookie jar, or I'll have stuff like that. Do you have anything like that? Have you got anybody ever bought you anything like that? Or is it just straight up? Like, for instance, do you have like a jiu-jitsu toaster?
No. One that was a running gag in my family. I mean, things, I'll put it mildly, but things are fairly fractious in my family, Mr.
Yeah,
Maron.
You've mentioned that.
Yeah. I have, yeah. But one year, one family member, this is sort of, this was a Christmas, but it was very random, but they bought me a big clock. But my, apparently the most hilarious thing about it was like my face when opening it, because it was sort of like, I'm not really into interior design.
No, maybe that's what it is.
So it was it looked the underwhelmment on my face, but like I wasn't actually that underwhelmed. I was like, oh, I don't mind a clock, but it was sort of like,
yeah.
But one of my other family members, it's pretty obvious who it was, found it hilarious.
First so of all, then, who bought you the clock?
I can't divulge that.
Why
did they buy
you a big clock?
Well, because it was representative of our relationship and that they didn't really know me that well.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think that's why it's funny, because it's sort of like when you get a present wrong on someone, it's sort of very representative of the fact that they don't know you that well.
That is bad, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, so, like, my grandma and grandpa used to get me, like, golf birthday cards with a golfer on it. And it's like, I think I went driving range three times in my adult life.
It's sort of, it's a desperate way to connect with people.
Yeah, yeah. Are we so mean?
Of which it would be less damaging if they got you nothing.
I was going to say, yeah, also if they didn't make an effort whatsoever. Yeah. But it's brutal, isn't it? Yeah.
It is
it's
brutal.
Horrible being friends with us as well, because you can't get away with anything, do you know what I mean?
No.
You just can't. It's like some people buy me stuff and I'm like, what? Don't ever buy me anything.
No.
Nobody buy me anything.
Although I bought you a tracksuit once.
No, I loved it.
Remember that at uni?
Loved it.
Me and our other housemate, Charlotte, we brought you a blue navy tracksuit.
You did, actually. That was really sweet of you.
From Matalan.
Yeah. That was sweet, actually.
My God, did you look good in that tracksuit?
I looked smart in that tracksuit. Yeah. That was my colour, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did, yeah.
You look like a sort of New York City policeman in training.
I think I had a tash at the time as well, so I think that might have gone in the theme. No, that's sweet. Except like buying in that sort of thing, buying housemates presents and stuff is really funny. But you know you're doing it as the like buying something for a wind up is the best thing you can do.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Yeah.
Yeah.
But like also like family members, I don't know if anybody's ever my family's a bad example because we don't ever buy each other out. My mum has bought me some ropey stuff in the past.
Go on.
Or actually, buying for my old man is the hardest thing anybody's ever done. Like buying stuff for him because he will not use it whatsoever. He'll literally go, oh, that's nice, and just lang it across the. Like, do you know, you try and buy him stuff. He travels a lot for work, so one year I tried to buy him like a universal charger, a little kit that you all put together, and it's still in the wrapper from 2015.
Yeah.
On his side. Or I bought
just
him a little
clutter.
For his office, I bought him a little golf set, you know, like a little putter, and you put the thing in. And he left it in the hotel he was staying in where I gave him it for Christmas.
Isn't this slightly hypocritical considering your grandma got you golf stuff?
Yeah, no, but I get it. I get it.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I'm not against it.
Yeah,
I'm
just
saying that's just don't buy anything for
anyone. I didn't even rent golf. Yeah. I'll tell you something once, like in terms of what was a weird, it wasn't quite a gift, but I had an ex-girlfriend, right, that bought for herself,
right.
From Ann Summers.
Okay, cool.
Okay, that's you know, nice. Like some people, well, hang on.
Right.
Wait till you know. But what was bizarre was that she bought a referee's outfit. And I was like, well...
For you?
Yeah, but I was like, it just looks like you work at Foot Locker.
Oh, bless her. Oh.
But...
Had you ever expressed an interest in a referee's outfit?
Not remotely. You know, like, where... But it was so, like... It's some things, you know, like, where you're like, right, we're going to have an argument. I was like, I'm so in the right here. This isn't going
to
be contentious.
Yeah, but did you have to argue it? Did you have to be like...
How am I going to get a fucking boner with that? Like, with... Like, but also, it was like discounted. It's like there's some things that you don't buy discounted. Like things in the Ann Summers like discount bit is not like just don't buy it.
I hope this is all right.
Yeah,
but
go
I'm gonna have to divulge. I'm gonna have to like investigate this a lot more.
Hmm.
Why? What was her? So when she got you it, was she like, "Oh, I've got something sexy for us both"?
Yeah.
Was she?
Yeah.
And then you opened it, and it was a referee's outfit.
Well, no.
Premier League referee's outfit.
It's dressed up as Mike Dean.
Yeah, Mike Dean. Yeah. Little whistling, a couple of cards, giving you a red card.
Yeah. Yeah, no, but no, she. It wasn't something that I opened, but she said she had a catalogue and was like, "Oh, I bought this," and then it was like, "Okay, you know, a dildo that didn't resemble anything like my own cock," and then it was a few other things, and then it got onto a referee's outfit, and it was just like, I was like, "Yeah, but that's not really sexy though, is it?"
Did she like it though? Does she want to be a referee? Did you ever stop to think that it might have been for her, not you? It's so ridiculous when you say it, isn't it?
I know, like, maybe there's some nutter might be getting off on the fact that it's like an error of authority, but I'm just like, it doesn't.
No, I wouldn't like the referee. I'm going to be honest.
No, but like, dressed as like, it's almost like a hockey referee, like an ice hockey referee.
she had the pads on and that.
Yeah. Or she like played for Newcastle. Yeah. It was just sort of. It wasn't.
That's odd, because it's not even our sport. We don't have referees like that.
No.
I instantly knew what you meant.
Yeah.
The referee, the back of my outfit.
Yeah.
But we don't even have them sort of referees. Footlocker is a perfect example.
Yeah. I thought I was just going to get bad customer service.
Yeah, why would she?
She could be the wrong trainers.
You must have expressed an interest in like referee,
none. Though. Honestly, it was so. Again, it was so representative of that relationship. It was just like.
She just didn't know.
Little do you know anything that I'm into.
And what was her reasoning behind getting it?
Well, like, I asked her to show her workings out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Show you. Well, the fact that it was, like, discounted.
Well, that's sexy. Yes, that's... because you're a fucking chiseler. She knew you so well. She got out of the middle aisle a little. Oh, no. Bless you.
She got me a referee's outfit,
yeah.
Kettlebell and an axe from Lidl.
Oh, this was 40% off, you filthy man. 40% off.
Oh, God, was it?
Yeah. Oh, that's a pair of card or cash? Yeah, cash, no trace then. That's mad.
I can't
believe that. That's for funny, bless her.
Has her girlfriend ever bought you a naff? Sorry, pardon. Bought you, like, something naff?
Not naff like that, no. No. Oh, as a present, or, like, sexually, or what, that sort of thing?
Let's go sexual. I think that's what I think that's what the audience wants to hear.
No, nothing like that. But yeah, if the audience want to hear it, yeah. Well, yeah, she did dress up as a jailer. Yeah. Goalkeeper.
Dressed up as Peter Schultz.
Yeah, KFC worker. So one girl at uni bought me a framed picture of herself.
No.
Yeah. And she had done this because as a joke, I'd given my mate's girlfriend a picture of me as a Polaroid, you know, like as a birthday present.
Yeah.
And I wrote like, "You're welcome" on it.
Oh, yeah.
But that was a joke.
Yeah.
But she got me a picture of herself in a really nice frame. And she was like...
That is so weird.
I thought the frame's lovely. I thought I'd put a picture of me in it so you can keep it by the side of your bed. Now, we didn't live together. Was that an effort of her going like... I couldn't work it out.
In any eventuality, it's unacceptable.
It's odd, isn't it? That?
If this was married at first sight and the psychologist was sat down, they go... That is totally fucking unacceptable. You can't give someone a picture of yourself. That is exactly what would go on.
Is it?
If you told a therapist, I would like to see a therapist's face. If you said, "Oh, by the way, it was really nice over the weekend. It was my partner's birthday. But I got them a picture of me."
Yeah, it's nice.
And what was motivating you to do that?
She would do weird things like that, though.
I think the therapist would be within their rights to go, "Don't be so fucking stupid."
Yeah, no, that's right. No, I totally agree.
Yeah.
But she would do weird things like that, that girl. Like, she bought me a bracelet.
Yeah.
And she had the same bracelet. You know what I mean?
See, that's a joke from Friends.
I know, and I've never worn a bracelet.
No.
Ever.
You're not a bracelet man at all.
No, never. I barely wear a watch, let alone a bracelet.
Like, did, I mean... Did it ever feel like you were a lamp being
decorated,
urinated on as an effort to be marked as territory?
Yeah. I don't know. I've never really looked at it that deeply, son. Yeah. I think I was too heavily on the piss at the time.
There's... Yeah.
No, I don't know. If we have to delve into the actual psychology of it, though, it's a bit odd, isn't it?
It is a bit odd.
I thought that at the time, but I didn't. I thought people were like, "Oh, that's sweet," and I was like, "It must be just me then." You know what I mean? So what am I meant to do? Just put that by the side of my bed and be like, "Night." You know what I mean? It's odd, isn't it?
It's really odd.
I remember I put it in a drawer, and then when she came round, I took it back out and put it because I was a coward. Do you know what I mean? I didn't want to be like. And then afterwards, I was just like, "I can't have that in there." She did not like that. Did she not like that? I was just like, I can't just have a picture of you, but it's just makes me... She was like, what, are you embarrassed of me? And I was like, no, but I'm embarrassed of you having a picture.
Yeah, but that saying stuff like that is totally unreasonable.
Isn't it?
Just to be like, are you embarrassed? To be like, it's like, no, it's just really fucking weird.
It's not fair, is it? If I don't want it, I don't have it, do I go out?
Absolutely not fair. In my book, this is outrageous. Yeah. This is an outrageous way to behave.
But no, apart from that, present-wise, I've not had any
weird apart ones. From that one?
Yeah, yeah. It's an odd one, though. Have you given bad gifts?
Oh, I'm sure of it.
Yeah. You already told me about the one with that, the way you bought the girl,
I bought her a bangle. But that was the same girl that bought, like, she had the fucking audacity to buy a referee's outfit, but not like a white gold bangle.
Yeah, no, this is a...
Audacious.
Not a keeper for you, that.
No. Was that not a keeper?
No, like, it was a referee. But,
no, that, but like...
The referee's so funny.
But I'm trying to... Yeah, it's such an odd flex.
Because most people would play it out, do you know what I mean? They'd be like, oh, bro, like, I mean this.
I had none of it.
Most people would be like, oh, that's great.
No.
Because they wouldn't want to hurt the feelings.
No, I was having none of it.
And then to be sat there on a chair while she dressed as a referee, like...
Punch yourself in the knob to get on. Right. But
you just made a great point.
No. But what I'll say is, like, if I gave you a picture of me for your birthday, I would... There is two things that would happen.
Yeah.
Okay. One, an interminable amount of ridicule.
Yeah,
I would never, ever... I wouldn't be able to go outside because... Rightfully so.
Yeah.
Right. If like no, but sincerely, like without piss taking, if I gave you a picture of me, you'd be like, I need to bin this friendship off, right?
Yeah, no, yeah.
Justifiable.
I'd probably do 15 minutes of it on stage, do you know what I mean? I couldn't wait to find people to say.
Or you'd assume that there was something really wrong with me and that I needed an intervention of the sort.
Yeah.
/ both of these options at the same time.
Bit of column A, bit of column B.
Yeah. Like,
can you imagine? Can you imagine if I rocked up, right, Graham, we've been doing this podcast a year. Here's a picture of me to put on your...
As a not a piss take. I would assume... the thing is I'd go, oh, Sam, that's so funny. Yeah, and then if you went, no, I mean that. I really want you to have it. And I'd go, oh, God.
Oh, God.
He's lost his mind.
That'd be the end of the podcast, wouldn't it? Surely.
It would be a bit.
And rightfully so.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I'm not saying...
Yeah, but there's grounds...
We're not being mean. Like...
Well, we do have to have deal breakers.
Yeah, there's got to be something.
You can't have none.
Yeah.
You can't have no deal breakers.
No, that's right. So
You can't just do anything. Yeah. The thing in life, you can't just do whatever you want.
I love you like a brother. Yeah. Yeah. I don't want a fucking picture of you on my desk. Do you know what I mean? I don't want it. I don't know why you would do that. I'm getting annoyed about it. I'm getting really angry thinking about you doing that, putting me in that position. You haven't even done it.
No, then I'm going, like, well, Matt, are you ashamed of me?
Yeah, no. Yeah, that's what she said. Are you ashamed of me?
Oh, my God.
Again, that's got us talking to that level of ego. But it's like when people, do you know, you're in a relationship. I watched an episode of The American Office the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And it was an episode about him doing like a post-mortem on his relationship. And he's like, did I make more of it out of it than it was? And all I can think of is that I probably did that with every girl I've ever gone out with.
What do you mean?
Either made more out of it than it was, or didn't make enough out of it, and it absolutely ruined the relationship. You know what I mean?
I'd say you're more guilty of the second one.
Yeah, yeah.
I think there's more shit that went on and you're like, yeah, whatever. Like,
yeah, I know, yeah, I suppose.
I'd say that you tend to underreact to things, actually.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
In fact, actually, I'm an underreactor?
Yeah. You know, like, I mean, obviously people overreact to things. Like, yeah. They kind of go, oh my God, and you're like, calm down.
Yeah.
You're the opposite.
Do you think so?
Yeah, this is the pennies dropped, actually.
That's interesting.
You're an underreactor.
Ooh.
I would say. Someone can do something outrageous and you're just like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, let's have a word. I'm like, I have to bring you into the office for a chat.
Yeah.
I'm like,
no. Listen, you've been doing well.
Yeah. I'm like, is everything all right at home?
Good looking fella, figures in afternoon. Podcast going great.
Great haircut.
Are you all right?
Yeah, like,
you actually did compliment me on my haircut and it's really made me feel good.
No, I love the hair.
Oh, thank you very much.
People can't see it, but he's got, like, it's sort of like Peaky Blinders, short back and sides.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, long on the top.
Try to go somewhat cool, yeah.
He's got, you know, it's, if emotionally I'd say it's...
Yeah, midlife crisis.
No, it's good. I do like it.
Good, I'm glad.
I'd never take that away from you.
So I underreact to things, you think? I don't give things enough credit for what they are.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
That's really dawning on me.
Wow.
I don't know if this is interesting for people because it's sort of more like me and you just chatting, but...
I think 90% of our episodes have been that.
Fair.
Yeah.
Fair point.
Yeah.
Good point, Mara.
Yes. Listenership score of 28, I'll have you know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, what's it going to be time for?
I don't want to say it.
Well,
top 28, but yeah.
Top 10% of podcasts.
Top 10% of podcasting. In the genre in the UK.
no marketing.
Yes, zero marketing whatsoever. So yeah, no, so for me being underreacting has probably been a crux of most of the things I've done in my life then.
Because
I suppose I am under.
I think you could be with a woman that could set your house on fire and I'd just be like, oh, she's doing it again. Like I don't think you'd ever have you're just like, oh.
I don't know. I think if you spoke to other people, they think I overreacted some situations. Like if somebody bumps into I want to flip it over and just go.
Yeah, when I said that you liked a gimmick, you almost thought like I thought you were going to stab me.
Exactly. So maybe I'm an emotional roller coaster.
Mm.
Yeah, maybe so.
No, you definitely underreact.
Yeah, that's mad. That's just dawning on me now. Well,
this was sponsored by BetterHelp.
Yes, I hope you guys overreact and give us 5 stars.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be cool, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. By the way, yeah, no, we'll do some shameless plugging.
Shall we?
Or whatever. But, you know, this podcast, it's on its way up.
Yeah, a year old.
You know, actually, please is a bit beggy, but do us a favour.
Just fucking five stars if you're listening to it.
Yeah, but don't have a go at them. That's not the right tonality. Don't be like, you know, but... Do us a favour.
Yeah.
Do us a solid.
Do your pals, Gran and Mara.
Exactly. Yeah. If you rate this higher. Do you know, in fact, actually, do you know what's really funny?
Yeah.
You know, on like other podcasts like Diary of the CEO and loads of like Modern Wisdom podcasts.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what's really, really funny? It's at the end of the episode, they go, oh, you know, like and subscribe so that we can get better guests on.
Yeah.
I'm like, but you're just kind of really slagging off the ones that you've got. You go, yeah, they're all right, but we can get a lot better on
here. Listen, yeah.
I'm like, I'm always so bemused by that. I'm like,
you might get Gary Neville if you all like it.
Yeah. But it's like, they'll have someone like really quite esteemed in their own field. And they're like, yeah, if you want this to continue to grow, get better guests. I'm like, the word better guests.
Yeah.
Like, it's so insulting for
weird that we're trying to, I think because it speaks to our laziness, that we're trying to grow in a medium where we have so much disdain for other podcasters and podcasting.
As a medium, I think podcasts are just gross.
Yeah, they're awful. Yeah, they're absolutely terrible.
I mean, I like, actually, like, current affairs podcasts are great.
Yes, yeah.
But anything mental health related can fuck off.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
Anything, self-help as a genre can,
don't help yourself. Just
can go fuck itself, yeah. Really.
I agree.
It's full of absolute charlatans.
Yeah, just vague, horrible advice.
Oh, parasites.
That's something we can talk to on a topic. Also, if there's any topics people want us to talk about, now that we've got a few more listeners, like we can certainly discuss it.
Basically, we'll do anything for the right price.
Yeah,
we'll do anything for a rating.
Any products you want us to? Harmful or helpful products?
Yeah,
we're here for all. As long as you're,
I'd sell lead to babies.
No doubt. Yeah,
they paid me enough.
I've had enough. Yeah. So yeah, think about what we've said and thanks for listening.
All right, bye.
Bye.